The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm here in studio each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Interesting here. Place still smells a little bit like fertilizer in here. Paul Parent left his remnants of his show behind, and I hope he provided you some great gardening advice this morning to get you up and going. You know, those gardens are going to start blooming pretty soon. And so wonderful to have Paul here on the station with us as part of our team, and I'm thrilled to follow him, actually. And hey, I've got a little bit of gardening advice for you just to kind of tie it all in together. I'm going to tie in a little money and a little gardening advice for you. And Paul has already left, so I can't even ask him about this. But here's a fun money fact that goes along with gardening. Did you know that if you bury pennies in a garden, you will repel slugs? Really? It was on the internet, so it must be true. It says if you bury pennies in the garden, you'll repel slugs because those slugs will get electric shocks from touching copper and zinc. See, you learned something. You bet you didn't even know that. And I thought Paul might pop back in here, but nope, doesn't look like Paul's coming in. He has left for the day. He's probably out already working the weeds. But it's wonderful to have Paul Parent on our show. He's here each and every Sunday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. I'm here from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. The show is called Dollars and Cents, and we do it. We've been doing it here for almost 3 years now. It's great. It's wonderful to be part of the station, and we've got lots of great information to share with you today. What we do is we touch on all sorts of areas of issues that revolve around money. You know, many people think, Mark, you're a financial advisor. Give me some ideas. Give me a stock tip. Give me a mutual fund tip. What should I do with money that I just inherited? Well, you know, folks, I've got to be very honest with you. Anybody that allows you to think that investing money is hard is lying to you. Investing money is actually the easiest part of our job. It really and truly is. That's because picking investments is not hard. However, if you get sucked into the stories, if you get sucked into the emotions, the noise that appears on television, on the radio, if you get all excited about what's happening every day in the market, you will make mistakes because investing is a long-term strategy. Investing takes a rational approach. And while I'm sure when you're making investment decisions, you're sometimes thinking rationally when you do it, the days that follow may suggest otherwise. Why do we decide that now is the right time to invest or now is not the right time to invest? Look, the market's been very volatile over the past two months or so here, and it wasn't so great in 2015 either. Is this the time to start pulling all of your money out of the market? Is this the time when you have a 401k plan where you say, you know what, I'm done investing money because every time I put money into my 401k, it just loses. My account goes down. Or maybe you're dollar cost averaging into a personal investment account or into a 529 plan and you say, I'm stopping doing this because every time I put in $100 a month or $500 a month or whatever it is, my account drops more than what I put in it for the month. Does that make sense? Should you stop? Someone once told me that buying investments is one of the things that we do that is opposite and contrary to most everything we do when it comes to shopping. Think about this. If tuna fish went on sale, 2 for $1, at Market Basket, Shaw's, you'd buy more, right? If hamburger meat, which was normally $3.99 or $4.99 a pound, was on sale for $2.99 a pound, you might buy more. If all of a sudden Doritos chips were three bags for a dollar, you'd bulk up. So why is it that when the market presumably goes on sale, gets cheaper, we choose to sell everything we have than buy more of what we need? What we need to do is we need to buy investments when they're cheaper. Yet when they get cheaper, we say, no, I think I'd rather sell them. They must not be any good. Look, the stock market has been down over the past year or so. Should that concern you? Absolutely not. When you go to look to buy investments, when you go to select and say, oh, I'm going to do my own research, I'm going to figure out the right investments to buy in my portfolio, what are some of the criteria that you use when you're looking to purchase an investment? Many people will say, well, I'll go to Morningstar.com, or I'll go to Yahoo Finance, or I'll go to Google Finance, or I'll do some of my own independent research. Maybe I'll go visit the Fidelity office. Maybe I'll talk to my financial advisor. But one of the few things that you first ask for is, what's the return been? Not what was the return last week, but what's been the 1 year, the 3 year, the 5 year, and the 10 year return? And why do you ask those numbers? Ask for those numbers. You ask for them simply because you say, I'm a long-term investor. I'd like to replicate what it's done over the past 10 years or replicate what it's done over the past 5 years. Now, I've been told ever since I started in this business that past performance can never, never be considered an indicator of what will happen in the future. And you should always know that. But nevertheless, people still look historically at what those past performance numbers have been. Now, does that not mean that you won't be able to replicate or come close to what the performance has been over the past 10 years, 20 years, 15 years? You probably could. But what most people neglect to look at when they're looking at past performance, 5 years, 10 years, they neglect to recognize that during that period of time, those accounts, some of those investments actually lost money. They might have even lost a lot of money during that period of time. All you're looking at, though, is from point A to point B, from where it was today to where it is today, from where it was 10 years ago. But during that period of time, do you think the investment went up? The investment went down? Of course it did. Of course it did. You see, when you look at statistical numbers in Morningstar, Yahoo Finance, or whatever it is, there's no emotion attached to the result. There's no showing, well, how many people decided to sell out 2 years ago because the market was off, or added money because the market was doing well. You never see that. And it's interesting that each year, several companies put together these reports that show how well do investments do on their own compared to how the actual investor does when investing in the investment, in the stock, in the mutual fund. What's fascinating is what you'll see is that over time, some of the most aggressive investments, small cap investments, emerging market investments, do really, really well over time. The others that do well over time, maybe they're just general stock-based investments. Maybe it's the S&P 500. Maybe it's the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They do well over time. And in fact, someone once said that historically, the S&P 500 does around 9% a year over time. Over time. But the problem is, when you're looking at that number, it means that someone invested money in the S&P 500 or the Dow or wherever it might have been, invested the money and they left it alone. They didn't take it out. They didn't put money in. Now, how many investments can you say that you've owned, that you've purchased 10 years ago, where you've never added money and never taken money out? Chances are there are very few of them. It really rarely happens. Because it's human nature. We have extra money we choose to invest. We need money we choose to take money out. We want to make changes based upon market conditions. We heard this fund was better than that fund as we make moves. And so that, the decision to keep making changes, is what kills investor performance. Did you know that despite the fact that the S&P 500 over the years has done about 9%, do you know what the average investor rate of return has been? The average investor rate of return, 2.4%. That's what the average investor gets. Now, what's kind of interesting is investors that choose to work with financial advisors, they actually do better. Not even anywhere close to 9%, but they do around 5%. Now, is that good enough? I don't know. I think what we have to do is put everything into perspective. Sure, you will have investments that will earn single digits, double digit positive returns. You'll have others that will be negative. The ones you'll talk about are the ones that you've had great success in, and you'll never want to tell anybody how much you've lost. Oftentimes, other things that you might want to forget about is, how much did I pay for this investment? Perhaps you've been holding on to AT&T stock or Comcast stock. You've had it for ages. It's made so much money, but you know that if you sell it, you might have to pay tax on it. And because you don't know what you paid for it, you might have to pay tax on the whole thing. A good financial advisor will help you squeeze some of the profitability out of that and help you try to figure out ways in which you can minimize the tax liability. Picking the investment part is the easy part. Staying focused on your investment strategy, wrapping that around a total financial plan, is hard. And it's a lot harder than you might think it is. It takes time. It takes persistence. It takes a commitment. Look, some of the commitments that we might make that you're able to make right now is a commitment within your 401k plan. If you have a 401k plan and your employer offers it up, you'd be foolish not to be a participant. You want to be involved. I don't care that the market's going down. Who cares? Remember, market's on sale. Time to buy. When you invest in your 401k plan, you're putting money in on a consistent basis, week after week after week, or pay period after pay period. I don't care if it's $10 a week, $100 a week, or $1,000. You're putting money in and you're distributing the money amongst several different mutual funds. And you can't worry about what the performance is on a 3-month, 6-month, 1-year, even 2-year basis. You're accumulating shares. Not accumulating wealth, you're accumulating shares. Because the more shares you accumulate, the greater likelihood of gaining money when those share values increase. You have to be a participant. I don't care whether the market's doing lousy. You have to be a participant. And if you say, well, Mark, I can't afford it. Well, I want you to figure out a way to at least afford it to the extent that your employer makes a match to you. You at least want to get free money. Who doesn't want free money? Now you say free money. Free money from the match? Yes, there's free money from the match. But did you know that there's actually free money even if your employer doesn't match your 401k? You want to know how to get that free money from your 401k without even the match? Well, you hang tight, because we got a lot more things to share today. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. This is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Do you need a personal, professional, or business website that fits your budget? Mead Web Design of Danvers develops and maintains websites for small and mid-sized businesses. They're a full-service web company, so you can rely on them for design, hosting, and ongoing maintenance services. Call Mead Web Design at 978-222-3722. That's 978-222-3722. Or go to meadwebdesign.com to request a quote. That's meadwebdesign.com. Mead Web Design. Websites that work. If I had
$1 million. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located right here in Peabody, Massachusetts. Well, I say right here, I'm actually sitting in the studios in Beverly, Massachusetts. But for those of you who are local, Beverly, Peabody, they're right next to each other. I'm overlooking the beautiful North Beverly train station where nobody seems to be awake this morning. They're all staying in, getting ready for the leap year. This is leap year month, I guess. So we've got lots of things we've been talking about today. I teased you a little bit in the last segment. I said, I'm going to tell you how to get free money out of your 401k plan, even if your employer doesn't provide the match. Now, I'm going to tell you a way to get even free money out of your 401k plan, even if all you do is select as your investment choice cash. Think about this. You put money into your 401k plan. Your investment selections are numerous to choose from, but you say, you know what? I just want to buy cash. Cash. That's right. And what is cash pay right now? Nothing. So how can you get free money? Well, get a load of this. You ready? Imagine you want to put, let's say you make $1,000 a week and you want to take 100 of that $1,000 and put it in the 401k plan. Let's be sure we all understand how a 401k works. You put money into a 401k plan on a pre-tax basis. So if you're in, say, the 20% tax bracket and you have to have 20% federal tax withheld, and let's say it's 5% state tax withheld, that's 25%. If you had $1,000 in your gross pay and you had, forget about Social Security and Medicare and all that stuff, we're just going to say federal and state, you have 25% tax withheld, you're going to get a net check for $750, aren't you? Get $1,000. 20% federal, 5% state, you're going to get a net check for $750. We just took off 25%, right? But what if you say, you know what, Mark, I want to take 100 of that 1,000 and I want to put that into my 401k plan. Okay, so you take $100, you put that into your 401k plan and you buy cash. Now remember, every dollar that would have normally gone through your payroll has 25% withheld from it, doesn't it? But if you put $100 into your 401k plan, how much of that $100 has 25% or $25 withheld from it? None. You just made $25 by simply saying, I want to defer paying tax on my $100. You just made $25. Whether you bought cash or whether you bought the most aggressive mutual fund in the 401k plan, you have $25 more today than you would have had you not participated in the 401k plan. Because the government would have taken it from you. That's called free money, the way I see it. That's free money. Money that you didn't have to give away to anybody. You get to keep it. You get to use it. You get to invest it. So think about that. You get $25 every week. $25 times 50 weeks. Well, I'm not even sure what that comes out to. Maybe $1,000 or so. I don't have a calculator in front of me. It's 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning. I can't figure that stuff out right now. I'll let you. Homework for you. 25 times 50 is, I believe it's $1,250 if I'm doing my math in my head. But don't hold me to that. We'll have to get Jerry on the show, my son Jerry, and he'll do the math for us next time. Anyways, it's free money, though. That's my point. And then on top of that, if you could get a match from your employer, that's even more free money. You're foolish not to participate in the 401k plan. Now you say, oh, well, when I take it out, now I'm going to have to pay tax on the whole thing. Here's what you need to understand. When you retire, and let's say you've built up $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $100,000, whatever the number is, $2 million. I don't know how much you have in your 401k plan. When you leave that place of employment and your employer says to you, no, Joe, here's a pink slip, or we're going to let you go. We have an early retirement for you, or Sally, it's time to let you go. Or you might just say, I'm done. I don't want to be here anymore. You have the right to take money in your 401k plan and roll it over to an IRA, an individual retirement account. If you fill out the paperwork properly, and a firm like ours certainly will help you fill out paperwork properly, that money rolls over to your IRA with no tax taken out of the money. It's basically keeping your money that was under an umbrella still under an umbrella. It just moves it right over. But eventually you have to pay tax on it, right? Not all at once, though. Let's say you have $500,000 in your 401k plan and you say, Mark, I want $10,000 for my 401k or for my now IRA rollover. The $10,000 would be subject to tax, but not all $500,000. Only the money you take out is subject to tax. There's a lot of misunderstandings around IRAs and 401k plans. What I try to do is provide financial advice in a language you can understand. And I hope that's helpful to you today. Because some people actually at work, they're offered something called now a Roth 401k plan. And you might say, do I want to be in a Roth 401k plan or do I want to be in what's called a traditional 401k plan? Let's be sure we understand the difference between the two. In a traditional 401k plan, you put money into the plan on a pre-tax basis. So like I said in the example, you're making $1,000 a week. You say, I want to put $100 into my traditional 401k plan. $100 goes into the traditional 401k plan. No taxes paid on that money yet. And you get taxed through payroll on the remaining $900. And you'll get a check of $900 less, say, 25% or so. But what if you want to put money into a Roth 401k plan? A Roth 401k plan works somewhat similar, but differently. The big difference is in taxes. If you wanted to put $100 into your Roth 401k plan, you would first have your full $1,000 in payroll taxed. So you now have $750. Like I said, we're going to use that 25% number. You have $100. You now have $750. Now of the $750, $100 is taken from that amount and put into your Roth 401k plan. Now what happens when it goes into the Roth? You've already paid tax on that money, haven't you? And what happens to all the earnings that happen on that Roth 401k plan? All of those grow not tax-deferred, but tax-free. So the big question is, does it make sense to pay tax now or later on your retirement dollars? There is no right or wrong answer. There is no easy soundbite for that answer. It's very personal. You have to look at your situation. Will you be in a higher tax situation later than you are today? It used to be certainly believed with absolute confidence that as you got older, you'd be in a lower tax bracket. Folks, that is far from the case. I'm finding more and more people in higher tax brackets in retirement than they were when they were working. And what's even worse is who knows what the tax rates will be 20, 30, 40 years from now when you might need the money. We don't know. Lots of unanswered questions. And that's only one part of your overall financial well-being. And that's what we talk about here in this show. We provide you financial advice in a language you can understand. So let's jump off the subject of 401ks for a minute. And let me tell you a couple fun little money tidbits, money things that I've just learned. Here's something that's kind of interesting. Of all of the restaurants that are out in America, all of the restaurants, think of all of it, from fast food to sit down to all those things. Which restaurant this year will sell more hot dogs than, I told you, I'm going to really switch it up on you, more hot dogs than any other restaurant in the country? When I tell you who that is, you're going to be, you're not going to believe me, but I'm telling you, the restaurant that will sell more hot dogs than any other restaurant in the country this year will be Burger King. Really? Yeah, isn't that cool? The food chain best known for its Whopper begins adding a $1.99 classic grilled hot dog and a $2.29 chili cheese dog starting this week. They imagine that they will sell because they have such large distribution, a larger distribution than any other place that sells hot dogs, that they will sell more hot dogs than any other restaurant in the country. Isn't that amazing? Couple other things of interest to you. Well, certainly this one was of big interest to me. Do you like Starbucks? I'm a big Starbucks guy. Now, I know there's a lot of people that have a very strong opinion. You either like Starbucks or you like Dunkin' Donuts. I'm a Starbucks guy. Now, I've talked on this show a few weeks ago about the Starbucks app where you can order your drink on your phone. Which is what happens. I get up in the morning. I hop in my car. And before I back out of the driveway, I hit the order button on my Starbucks app. You order button on my Starbucks app, and on the button there's an order button in the upper right-hand corner, and you can order your drink before you arrive at Starbucks. So I do this every single morning. I order just a grande dark roast with a few ice cubes in it at Starbucks every morning. I drive up to my Starbucks, which is about a mile and a half from my house. I pull in, walk to the very back of the store. The cup is sitting there already ready for me, my name on it. The Starbucks app is amazing. Now, for those of you that know, when you use your app, you get stars at Starbucks. And once you accumulate 10 stars at Starbucks, you get a free drink. That's great. Now, the problem is, though, is that if you used to go up to the counter, let's say my kids would come in with me and they'd want to buy those silly little foofy drinks, I call them, the Frappuccinos and Macchiatos or whatever it is that they buy. If you bought everybody, you say, all right, everyone, tell her what you want. So let's say the order comes to $20. You would get one star. You wouldn't get a star for every purchase that you made. So we figured out the system. I beat the system. So my kids would know they'd order individually, just pass the phone down one at a time, and they'd each get a star. Because once you get 10 stars, you get the free drink. Well, today, or this week, Starbucks came out with an announcement saying we're changing our loyalty program. You are now going to get 2 stars for every dollar you spend at Starbucks. Might sound like a good idea. Wow, 2 stars. I can get up to 10 stars really quickly. The problem is you now need 125 stars to get a free drink. So what happens is that really hurts someone like me who's buying a drink that's $2, where most people are buying drinks are that $4 or $5, so they're going to get to their free drink faster. So I'm just telling you that that's my little disappointment. I thought I would give you some financial advice in a language you can understand. Well, you know, now you don't have to worry about going one at a time to order your drinks at Starbucks. You can order them all together because you're going to get two stars for every dollar you spend through your Starbucks app. Just letting you know that. All right, we got to take a quick break. I want to remind you about a couple things. Number one, we do a free weekly newsletter. It comes out every Friday from my office, from Friedman Financial. It's called Planning Pointers. Each and every Friday morning at 10:30, you will get a lot of these little tidbits, lots of little ideas, financial advice in a language you can understand delivered right to your inbox. How to get on that my newsletter list? Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, Financial.com. At the very bottom, you'll see a box that says sign up for Mark's newsletter. That simple. You just hit that button. It'll send an email to our office. You'll be on the newsletter list. Don't worry. I'm not going to take that email and start calling you for an appointment. You see, we want to meet with people, and we have met with a lot of people who have listened to the radio station, but I meet with people who want to meet with us when they are ready. And when you're ready to get serious about your personal financial needs, I would love it if you would give us a call. Our phone number at the office is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We offer a free initial consultation to anybody who wants to come into our office. I'd love to meet with you, but I got to take a break right now. We'll be right back. I've got more financial advice in a language that you can understand to provide to you. We'll be right back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
North Shore Music Theater has announced the 2016 blockbuster season, and you won't want to miss a single show. The extraordinary season begins in June with a stunning all-new production of Bonnie Girl.
I'm the greatest star.
In July, Mary Poppins flies into North Shore Music Theater with a spoonful of sugar and a whole lot of magic. The summer will end with a splashy new production of Singin' in the Rain.
Singin' in the Rain.
Then prepare to laugh a lot when you see Monty Python's Spamalot, the Tony Award-winning smash hit musical. The season will end with one of the greatest classic musicals ever written, West Side Story. Become a season subscriber and see all 5 shows from the best seats in the house locked in at the lowest prices. For subscriptions, tickets, and information, visit nsmt.org and make a memory to last a lifetime.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Are you feeling rich today? Are you real feeling wealthy? Is today the day that you say, you know what? I'm just really, really feeling it. Well, I've got some depressing news for you. There was an article that came out this past week that says everyone in America is even more broke than you think. Now, people ask the question, what does it mean to be part of the middle class? If you were given 5 options right now, I want you to think about this. If you were given the option of saying, I am part of the lower class, the lower middle class, the middle class, the upper middle class, or the upper class, where would you put yourself? where would you kind of classify yourself? Forgetting about what the numbers will tell you, because I'm going to tell you what those represent in a minute. But what would you consider yourself at? Think about that. So here's a few things that I found were very, very interesting. Did you know that more than half of U.S. wage earners, more than 50% of individual wage earners, made less than $30,000 last year? That's according to an analysis that was released by the Social Security Administration just this past Tuesday. That's not far above the $27,010 that marks the federal poverty line for a family of five. More than 50% of Americans today earn under $30,000. So if you really drew out a line and you say, okay, 50%, you put on earnings, you put stretch out earnings across from zero to whatever that number is, put right in the middle, 50%, that number is $30,000. So you can ask yourself, are you making more than 50% of Americans or less than 50% of Americans? Well, if you're making $30,000, wouldn't that put you at the middle class? Wouldn't that be part of the middle? Think about that. It's kind of interesting. So where do you stack up? So here's a few things to help you visualize this. If you make more than $10,000, you earn more. If you earn just $10,000 a year, you earn more than 24% of Americans. In fact, you earn more than 37 million people in America if you just earn $10,000 a year. Now, that is earnings. When I say earn, that's earnings from wages. Okay? So I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm going to say I think that's very skewed because there's a lot of retirees that don't have earned income. They live off interest, dividends, distributions from their IRAs. So I'm just telling you the story, but then there's behind the scenes stuff that no one's figuring out. But what you're here, first you were feeling this pain that's saying, oh my goodness, there's 50% of Americans that are earning less than $30,000. But that's earned income. What does great grandma earn at Walmart right now? She's not working, right? Or he's not. If you're retired, you're not collecting earned income. So you're part of the zero number. Think about that. However, if you make more than $15,000, roughly the annual salary of a minimum wage employee working 4 hours a week, you earn more than 32% of Americans. If you make more than $30,000, you earn more than 53%. And if you earn more than $50,000, you earn more than 73% of all Americans. But what if you make more than $100,000? That's you, not combined, you. If you make more than $100,000, you want to feel rich? Well, you're making more than 92% of all Americans in America. You make more than, if you say, I make $100,000, to me, I guess that puts you in the, you're part of the 8%ers, right? Doesn't that make you part of the 8%ers? You make more than 92% of all other Americans. And if you want to be part of the 1%, that elite class of people that is only reserved for the super, super wealthy, the 1%ers, you fall into the 1% category if your earnings are $250,000 or greater. You are part of the 1%. To me, I mean, $250,000, nice salary, nice earnings, but I would never think that $250,000 would qualify you as a 1%er. But it does, according to this survey from the Social Security Administration. And this is based on 153.6 million American wage earners. Now, there are 894 people that earn more than $20 million a year. That would make you in the 99.99989% of America. And that means that you're compensated on average $37 million per year. Now, if you're part of that 894, good for you. Congratulations, 894 people. But I just wanted to put this into perspective. Now, you want to feel rich, though? How'd you like to feel rich for good now? Let's start feeling rich. Even when the markets are down, I came across this article in Forbes this past week that talks about how to feel rich even when the markets are down. If you want to feel rich, number one, have an emergency fund. If you have an emergency fund that's equal to upwards of 6 months of your daily, 6 months of your expenses, of your household expenses, you're not going to be so worried about the day-to-day fluctuations of the market. You know, I can handle this because I got money to fall back on. If you've got 6 months in the bank ready to fall back on, you're in good shape. You can feel rich. I call that your emergency money. That's the money that you fall back in case you need it. And that way you leave everything else to grow on its own. What are some of the other things that you can do when you want to feel rich? When it comes to your investments, be sensible. There are so many esoteric investment products that are being solicited today, sold all over the place today, from these crazy, some of them are these real estate investments that you can purchase, commodities investment, futures investments, alternative investments, you know, extra double up on when the market's going up or double up when the market's going down, all these crazy things. Every investment company, because the market is so volatile, they're trying to come up with other tools, other ideas so that they can make money, so that they can justify to their shareholders that they need to stay in business. And they come up with really, really good stories. I listen to these all the time. To me, most of them are junk. They are designed exclusively to play to your fear. They want to play to your fear. Do you know one of the things, one of the investments that's out there today, annuities? And look, there's a lot of risks associated with annuities. There's commissions involved with annuities. There's fees associated with annuities. But annuities can also provide some great benefit. They provide tax deferral. They can provide you some guaranteed income. There's a lot of things that are out there about annuities. And did you know that when I started in this business, the expression used to be, people don't buy annuities, they are sold annuities. People don't buy annuities, they are sold annuities. You sold it by an investment professional, an insurance professional, whomever it might be, who tells you all of the bells and whistles and the features of being part of an annuity investment, what it would provide you, and how it would give you some of those safety shields that are up there. And as financial professionals were selling these annuities, people became skeptical because they needed to be sold it. They didn't want to buy it. But something really interesting has happened over the past couple of years. Annuities are being bought and not necessarily sold. People are coming knocking on people's doors. People on financial advisors' doors saying, I need to buy an annuity because I heard it provides me guaranteed income. It provides me safety. This market is crazy. I can't afford to lose any more money. I need to buy an annuity. And while that might put a smile on an annuity salesman's face, did you know that the annuities today are some of the lousiest, worst deals that have been offered to the general public in more than 20 years? They're lousy offers. The insurance company doesn't care. They're making a fortune. We have to be careful. We have to understand how every investment, every insurance product, everything that we purchase for our own financial well-being, how it all fits into our own personal situation. You need to know where everything is and what everything is worth. And if you don't know, you should. And if you want to know, well, a firm like ours can show you how. That's what Friedman Financial does. One of the first things that we do when we work with our clients is we help them build a comprehensive net worth statement. I want to get statements of everything that you own and everything you owe, from your bank statements to your 401ks to your stock certificates to double E savings bonds to insurance policies and annuities to your tax return to your mortgage statement to your credit card bills, student loan bills, home equity lines, auto loans. I want to see it all. Not what you tell us, but what you really own. I want to see those statements because you need to know where you stand financially before you start making the next investment decision. I had someone that called me up this past week. And she says to me, Mark, I'm thinking about retiring. I have $250,000 in my 401k plan, and I have $50,000 in the bank. And I'm thinking about buying an annuity and retiring. And I thought, why would you think to buy an annuity? She says, well, an annuity will give me a guaranteed income for the rest of my life. Yep. An annuity can do that if that's the product that you choose. What I helped her understand, though, is if you give $250,000 to an annuity company, you're likely to get somewhere around $15,000 a year in income for the rest of your life and never have the ability to touch the money again. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to say, I want to give up everything that I've accumulated, turn it into a $15,000 in income stream, and say, that's enough. That plus perhaps my Social Security. And she says to me, well, that's not going to be enough. She says, I was making $75,000 at my job. I said, well, what are you going to get from Social Security? She says, I should get around, oh, probably $18,000 from Social Security. And I said, and with your $250,000 annuity purchase, you're going to get $15,000. So that's going to get you up to about, oh, $32,000, $33,000. She says, well, I'm going to need more than that. I said, well, that is why you don't want to buy an annuity. Because if you need to buy more, if you need more than that, you have no other place to turn except for perhaps the $50,000 that's in the bank, or you're going to have to find a job. She says, but I don't want to work. I said, well, you know, here's the choice. You have to change your lifestyle, or you have to spend less. You have to spend less. You have to change your lifestyle. You got to find a job. You got to do something. Or you continue working where you are. Yeah, but I don't like my job. Well, you know, there are, you got to understand. She says to me, but Mark, can't you help me make more money than that? I said, perhaps, but I still can't turn that $250,000 that you have in your 401k into, say, a $40,000 or $50,000 a year income stream. That's not going to happen. Well, where can I go to do that? This is what she's asking me. She's asking me these questions. And do you know how many people will potentially offer her an idea that will say, here's how you could potentially do it? And she'll do it. And she'll make that decision. People, we've got to be smart. We've got to think through what it is that you want to do. We spend way more time trying to figure out how we can make more money in our investments than actually looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying, how can I contribute to making my financial life better? You can do that by working longer. You can do that by spending less. You can do that by being frugal with your investments, by not being so generous to the kids or the grandkids or charitable entities or whatever it might be. Yes, did I say don't give money to the kids? Did I say don't give money to charities? Yeah, I did. If it's going to impact your ability to achieve your life in retirement. If you have the good fortune of being able to provide for those services, provide funds to those entities, go for it. But don't do it without understanding the impact that it has on your own personal financial life. You have that responsibility, and it's not the government's to fill in the difference for you. It doesn't matter if you want to work at age 70. There's plenty of people that are working in their 70s, in their 80s, whatever it might be. You have to make a change. You have to do something about it. And I want to help you. I really, really do. That's what we do at Friedman Financial. Every single day, we've been doing it since 1968, providing financial advice in a language you can understand to individuals and families who live on the North Shore. And if you'd like to talk with us, we'd love to talk with you. Our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We've got to take a break. We'll be back for our last segment. And we're going to still talk about how to feel rich, even when the markets are down.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Well, we made it through 2015, and now we're into 2016, the new year. And you know what that means? You're going to probably say, Wally, you're nuts for mentioning this. Next thing in line is the taxes. Remember all the letters you got stamped for tax purposes only? Now you can't remember what you did with them. Where are they, at home? Are they in the office? Are they in my briefcase? Are they on the desk? Don't get nervous. All you have to do is come down and swing into Honeydew Donuts, one of our seven spots on the North Shore, and enjoy that local flavor. Get one of those large cup of coffees or a big muffin, or hop on one of those huge donuts or a bagel with cream cheese. Then sit back, relax, take a sip of that coffee. Before long, you're going to say, Wally, it worked. Boy, I know where I left everything. Come in and meet John, Dennis, and Lisa. Be part of that Honeydew family. And you know what I always say? That's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Thanks a lot, Wally, for being a true donut connoisseur and choosing us in Wakefield. Also visit us in Danvers, Georgetown, Stoneham, and Melrose. Honeydew Donuts. Enjoy the local flavor.
Do you ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Hey folks, Billy Costa here, and if you're like me, well, you're a creature of habit. You tend to go to the same places, the same restaurants, the same bars. Let's face it, we all have the same hairstylist. Well, I've got one more to add to the list, and it's Ghibli's Fine Men's Clothing, and I've got the owner, Alan Ghibli, with me right now. And Alan, how big is your store?
Well, I can tell you it's one of the largest stores for men in New England,
if not the world. Now, you've got a Tommy Bahama store actually within the store, right?
We do. 1,200 square feet of all Tommy Bahama.
And what I love about Ghibli's, Alan, is it's almost like you've got your own personal shopper. I mean, they can actually call ahead and you'll pull their sizes and everything out in advance, right?
We can. We'll lay it out on our pool table. Anything they liked the last time, the jeans they wore, the brands they liked, call us and we'll set it all up for you.
Oh, and the alterations are free, right?
Always free at Ghibli's.
Parking? Always free. That's Ghibli's.
85 Andover Street, Route 114 in Danvers.
So go to Ghibli's.com.
Don't miss Ghibli's final winter sale now through Monday. 60 to 80% off all fall and winter merchandise. Excludes some Canada Goose items.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. Sitting here in studio this morning, it's about 8:45 or so, overlooking beautiful North Beverly train station. Paul Parent was here earlier today. I want to welcome Paul as part of our family of other hosts that will do weekend shows. Place still stinks of fertilizer in here. I hope he does a little bit better cleaning up after himself. Or maybe actually there was a plan. You know, I've heard that there's the potential that there could be a rooftop garden going on atop the Palatial Studios here at North Shore 104.9. Maybe it'll turn into something. We'll see. And you never know what could be what they could be growing up top. You know, anything's legal these days, they say. But at any rate, hey, I wanted to give you a little gardening tip that I offered up early on in the show. A gardening tip and a money tip. Thought Paul might appreciate that. He left early, so he didn't hear what I had to say. So, I'm going to try this again. Maybe Paul will be listening as he's driving home and he'll hear my show. But Paul, here's a great money and gardening tip. Did you know that if you take pennies and bury them in your garden, they will repel slugs? That's right, because slugs receive electronic shocks when they touch copper and zinc. Now, I don't know how that works, but I always wondered, have you ever put your tongue on the end of a 9-volt battery? Yeah. You know what? It's a really interesting thing. I've asked this question to a ton of people. For whatever reason, when I say, have you ever put your tongue on the end of a 9-volt battery? Every guy you talk to says, yep, done it. But only about 20% of women have done it. So I want you to ask, if you're a guy, if you're listening to this show, ask your wife, ask your girlfriend, ask your whomever, kids, whatever. If any female that you run into, ask them if they've ever put their tongue on the end of a 9-volt battery. And I think you'll be surprised at how few of them have said, what the hell are you talking about? What? Crazy. Anyways, all right, back to financial advice in a language you can understand. We were talking about this story that appeared in Forbes magazine. It's called How to Feel Rich Even When the Markets Are Down. And a couple ways to feel rich we talked about was, if you had that emergency fund, if you have 6 months savings put aside in a bank account, no risk attached to it, that you know that you can fall back on if for whatever reason you need some money, you don't have to dip into your investment account, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself. You are, because you've got money to turn to. Number two, the second thing that we suggested that you do is, when it comes to your investments, buy sensible investments. Stop trying to buy gold or individual stocks or some of these esoteric crazy investments. Stick to the basics. You and I have no business buying individual securities or any of these crazy esoteric investments. We don't even have a business. I don't even think buying sector investments. Just buy basic mutual funds, basic ETFs. Keep it simple. You'll do fine. Here's the one other one. Number three, one way to feel rich. Stop looking at your investment accounts every day. Every day? How about every minute? Everybody seems to have one of these CNBC or Google Finance apps that they're checking the balance of their accounts every single moment. Every time they hear that the market is up or the market is down, they're checking their balances. Stop. Stop. And hey, you know, one thing that you might be interested in learning is that if you do own mutual funds, did you know that mutual funds don't price all day long? Let's say you started the day with your mutual fund being worth $10 a share. And the market was volatile, both up and down over the course of the day. Did you know that if you look at the price of your mutual fund all day long, it's still going to read $10 a share? It's not going to change. Mutual funds get priced once a day. In fact, it's one of the first jobs that a college student will get coming out of college into working for a mutual fund company. It's called mutual fund accounting. Remember, mutual funds are a compilation of individual securities for which the portfolio manager buys in this account so that you have a well-diversified portfolio. It spreads the risk around. So not only does a mutual fund perhaps own Microsoft, it might also own British Petroleum. It might own Cisco. It might own Dell. It could own Pepsi and all different types of different stocks. And they buy them in numbers of shares. And so what ends up happening is at the end of the day, forget about what Pepsi did over the course of the day. Forget about what Microsoft did over the course of the day. At the end of the day, they finally end on a price, their closing price. What a mutual fund accountant does is they take the number of shares that you own times the closing price of the stock, or the security, I should say, and they add up all of the ones that are a part of that portfolio. And then they add in cash that might be in the account, and they divide it by the number of outstanding shares that are in, that are being held by the fund. Now, you might look at your mutual fund and says you own 736.4211 shares. Well, that's a part of a much larger pool, of course. And when they come up with that number, they now have a price for what the fund is worth for the end of the day. Then the mutual fund takes out their daily fee, and that number is then reported, the final number is then reported to all of the financial reporting entities where you can see the value of your mutual fund. Oftentimes people call me and they say, Mark, I own GE stock or I own Disney stock, and that seems to be going up and down over the course of the day, but my mutual funds, they're not moving. Well, that's because stock, as you well know, prices second to second. ETFs price second to second. Mutual funds do not. They price once a day. And what's even interesting is sometimes my kids will say, geez, Dad, you know, the international markets seem to be up for the day, yet my international mutual fund was down. Well, that's because sometimes the price that you get is delayed by a day. Because remember, they're on a different time schedule than we are, different time zones. So when you're buying mutual funds, understand that looking at your mutual funds on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a quarterly basis is ridiculous. You buy mutual funds, like I said earlier in the show, if you were picking a mutual fund for a 5-year, 10-year, 15-year track record, and you're looking at it daily, you're nuts. Look at it in 10 years or in 5 years. That's what you were using for the history. Don't worry about the day-to-day fluctuation. All right, here's another way to feel rich. Take stock of what you're doing right now. Sit down and say, you know what? What are some of the great things that are going on in my life right now? You got a job? You're getting paid. You can put food on the table at the with the family. Despite the fact that the market's off, you're still having dinner tonight. You're able to go food shopping. You can take the kids to the movies. You have your health. Take stock of the stuff that's going well. Because you know what? Stocks, like life, will be a roller coaster. But don't worry about the day-to-day fluctuations. Focus more on what matters to you. And feel good about your success. If you were to look back and try to build, you see, one of the reasons that I love building net worth statements for our clients is the first part of what we do in a financial planning analysis is I like to save those net worth statements. We have clients that go back as far as 1968 with us when my father started the firm. But even going back 5 years or 10 years, pulling out their old net worth statement and then pulling out their net worth statement from today to see how things have changed, not only have their investments or their assets and their total net worth changed, but their outlook on life is different. The types of jobs they hold, the income that they make is different. And it's very, very rewarding. In fact, what you thought were some of the most important goals and objectives in your life 5 or 10 years ago may not be those same goals and objectives. In fact, they're probably not. Things change. What's important to you changes. And when you have the opportunity to take a few steps back, to look back at how much you've accomplished, man, there is a lot to celebrate and a lot that you should be proud of. Other ways people feel rich in markets like this is they keep at it. They stay persistent. They continue to participate in their 401k plan. They continue to stay focused on a 529 investment for their children. They continue to take income from their investments to support their lifestyle in retirement, despite the fact that their account is down. They keep at it. If they've lost a job, they stay focused. They stay optimistic because they know that America is a great country. It really is. The opportunities are abundant. Think about this. You're going to hear a lot about the fact that years ago, you heard about the fact that the unemployment rate was, 10%? It was a big number. And today, the unemployment rate is around 5. You know what I find fascinating? Even with the unemployment rate being at 10%, do you know what that means? 90% of people are employed. What have you heard the statistic coming out of the news saying, we've got a 95% employment rate here in America? Doesn't that sound a lot better? A 95% employment rate in America. That's pretty cool. Everybody would be envious of this, but no, we got to focus on what our unemployment rate is, 5%. Let's stay positive. Think towards the future. Things like words like recession and plunges and turmoil and free fall are designed to shock you. How resilient will you be when you hear those words? Will you react to it? You know, I think we've had a nice little respite over the past week. Last week, the market went up. We finally saw some positive numbers. No one knows where the market's going to take us each week. We really don't know that. But I have to ask you this question. I want you to imagine right now. Do you think we'll still be buying toilet paper, toothbrushes, cars, and food 5 years from now? I think so. How about 10 years from now? How about 15 years from now? Do you think we'll still have a defense here in America? You know, a military presence? Of course we will. Will we still have technology? Will we still have computers? Of course we will. So if all of those things are still going to exist 5, 10, and 15 years from now, what are we so afraid of? Why are we so afraid of the day-to-day operations? If those companies are continuing to provide the products that you have, that means you're buying investments, buying mutual fund investments, perhaps buying investments that are designed to make us better in the future. Yeah, there's going to be hiccups along the way. Look, an investment in the Red Sox probably wasn't the smartest thing to do over the past 2 years, was it? But do you think the Red Sox, who are back in spring training, you think they're looking forward to a great year? Of course they are. There's positive outlooks and then negative outlooks, but over the long time, these are going to be companies that will last. I want to be sure that your investment plan, your financial plan is designed to last, and that's why we're here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. to provide you with that financial advice in a language you can understand. And before we wrap up today, I want to give you two more reminders. Number one, please sign up for our newsletter. It comes out each and every Friday morning. It is free. It's one page. I will not bother you if you download the email. I'm not going to call and say, oh, you need to come up for an appointment. You need to come in. I don't do that. We have a very, very well-established firm here in Peabody. The newsletter is free. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the page and click on the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter. However, if you're thinking to yourself, now's the time for a second opinion. Market's been volatile. I really haven't heard from my investment person, or maybe I'm tired of doing this on my own, or even worse, maybe myself or you or your spouse are getting ill, and you're wondering who will take care of the finances when one of you is no longer there. That is something that we do every single day, and we do it with the absolute sincerity and integrity that you would expect from a great certified financial planning firm. Give us a call if you'd like to schedule your free initial consultation. Our office is located in Peabody. The phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We are now scheduling appointments for the month of March, and I would love to have the opportunity to meet with you. So give us a call. Thanks for listening to the show. It's been great to be here again today. I'll be back next Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with more financial advice in a language you can understand. Have a great day.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.